Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Godfather of Soul bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen, the late, great James Brown. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sam Norwood is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, and he's here to talk to us about the business community, the marketplace's response, the reaction to the election yesterday. And Sam, thanks again for being here. There are a couple of... There are several different layers of response that we should be seeing from this election. There's the Main Street response, which I think will be later in reacting than and then there's the response at the corporate level, corporate America level, which I think will start happening a little quicker. And then I think something we're probably going to see today as a response that'll be very immediate, and that's the stock market. What do you think?
Well, the stock market it will be up strongly today, but it's not unique to a midterm election. Democrat and Republican, because of clarity of the a reduction of lack of clarity, there's a clarity relief rally that always happens after an election. Mm-hmm. Certain segments, of course, are going to benefit more than other segments. An example would be. Typically, well, oil companies and energy will be better. Look for a higher probability of the Keystone Pipeline as an example of getting.
That will be one thing that will land on the president's desk, whether he signs it or not. He'll get an opportunity, won't he?
He will, and it'll be symbolic in a way. Not only would it improve. Unemployment. I mean, it would give jobs and so forth. It'll keep. Bring more petroleum, oil to the United States from folks that are good friends of ours.
That's right, the Canadians. That's exactly right, mm-hmm. and it will help the relationship with that country that's a little strained right now, and
sure.
I think the Keystone Pipeline is a national security issue, Sam, because it'll make us more make our hemisphere more self reliant with energy from an energy standpoint.
Every step we can take that gets us less dependent on the Middle East is a step in a good direction, in my view.
And but back to the things just to watch for immediately. The stock market is, and you and I think it's going to respond positively. And who knows? You can never tell about the stock market, but I do agree with that. So then the next thing that's going to happen is I think the corporate America is going to sort of start paying attention to what gets lined up to be pushed through the Senate. Of course, none of this is really going to happen until after January when the new Congress takes place, right? Because we've got a congressional lame duck period right now, don't we?
There's some things that are going to have that could come up and undoubtedly will come up between now and the end of the year, having to do. This is not so much. Corporate or business, but individuals at tax relief. A big part of the many things in the tax laws that expired at the first of 2014. An example of which is the choice for in states like Texas and Florida, where there's no state income tax, you can mm-hmm. deduct your state sales tax. You pay during the year. That expired.
Right.
A capacity to donate to charities from your 401k
mm-hmm.
that changes your income. Also, there's a long list of items that will probably come up and change.
Well, Section 179 direct expensing.
Yeah,
dropped from $500,000 to $25,000. That should be on the table. R&D tax credit should be on the table But those things, but Sam, this is an example. When people say, "Well, what uncertainty? Why are you so concerned? Why are you so mad at Harry Reid? What uncertainty?" Well, these are examples. The things you and I just listed are examples of things that should have been handled months ago. Maybe even the end of last year should have been handled, so businesses had clarity on what the tax rules are going to be this year.
Well, and another thing, Jim, about in terms of clarity, how long has it been since we've had a budget, a national federal budget?
About 5 years, probably.
Yeah, about 5 years. Guess what? We're going to have it is far more likely now that we will actually be able to pass a budget with both houses.
Think
now,
about that, folks.
Under the Republican thing. That helps. It's another notch to remove uncertainty.
Harry Reid has not passed a budget in how long now? Think about that.
Five years.
I mean, is that, how do you even, how does he even take a check? How do you even walk up to the pay counter? You know, we used to say he needs to back up to the pay counter to get his paycheck. I mean, I don't understand that. And so those, again, as you say, those are things that the business community is, and Sam, even as we said, even if the president doesn't go along with what Congress sends him, at least we'll say, okay, we know where the problem is. We know where we're stuck.
Yes.
Either the Republicans have us stuck or the Democrats have us stuck.
Exactly. And so there's a clarity on the budget, improvements in tax, probable improvements in energy. There's a higher likelihood of infrastructure legislation getting passed.
Right.
There's a lot of positive things that will come out from the Republican sweep last night.
Right. Stand by, Sam. Hold on that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and talk some more about this with our good friend Sam Norwood after these messages. Stay with us.
So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.